we're discussing the yesidus of what we have to focus on, particularly during this tkufa, this time of Tammuz and Av, and specifically the koach of tefillah, and the koach of tefillah during this time of the year. So we're talking about how the beginning of Slichas, this is what we ended with last week, that this whole period of the 3 weeks actually begins with the first sentences I mentioned last week. The first sentences by Shavasa Batamas, by Slichas, begin with the Pasuk Al Domi Lachem Val Titnu Domi Loi Ad Yechon Vad Yosim Es Yushlaim Tehila Ba'aretz, that the Navi Yeshayah is saying Al Chomesayich Yushlaim Hefkarit Yishayimim, that the Jewish people, every Jewish person, has been appointed as a Shomer somehow to guard Yerushalayim. And how do we guard Yerushalayim? So the Pasuk says, Al Domi Lachem, don't be silent. That means calling out. That means tefillah. And not only that, Al Titnu Domi Loi, not Kivyochel to allow Hashem Yisbarach to be silent. That the Jewish people have such a koch with their tefillah, each and every person, we're going to talk a lot more about that tonight, each and every person has a koch in his own way to bring about that binyan. And we spoke about Bimhebi Yameinu, each and every Jew in our lives, how we're building the Beis HaMikdash. So let's continue over there with Vehizkanu on the third page, the paragraph Vehizkanu Kama Pa'omim Mashakosu B'Chazal Kadoshim Mitzadikim Sheish Kama Avaydis B'Tfila. Sheish Kama Avaydis B'Tfila. B'Aifin Kloli Avaydim Eschalekis L'Shloisha Chalakim. In general, we're going to talk about all three. Avaid is divided into three different chalakim. Havaid in terms of tefillah. Havaid harishayin nehi achelik shashem isbaruch medaber aleinu. One part of davening is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. We'll speak about that. Vat tzadikim medaber aleinu. The tzadikim are speaking to us. K'mesh ha-kosim ha-tfer shleim v'am belzerov v'anoyim alit megodim v'oid habi tzadikim k'mesh ha-kosim v'chazal ha-kadoshim shakash baruch mispalo. So we know, Chazal say that Hashem Yisbarach is davening. That Hashem is davening. And the tzaddikim are also davening. What does that mean? V'oid l'shanis ke'ela, da'hayim l'sha b'shas ha'tfila b'psukit ezim r'b'birchas kriyashma, yesh l'shanis ha'medarbim e'leinu. There are many, many psukim throughout davening where somebody is speaking to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or David HaMelech, right? Hayid l'Hashem kiru b'shmai. So the tzaddik is calling out and saying Hoyd Lashem Kiru B'Shmoy, right? We don't think of it like that. That there are tzaddikim. Depending from which sefer, if it's a pasuk from Tillim, right? So there's Dovra Melchus telling us Hoyd Lashem Kiru B'Shmoy. So we have then.
We look at it like we're saying over these things. Oh,
right. But Emerson, in truth, just like in Psukah Dezimra, in those kapitlach from David HaMelech, so there are psukim that say Hallelu is Hashem in Haaretz, right? So the Piyazetzna, the Eish Kodesh, talks about this in Tzav Vaziris and in other places, where each and every one of us is in those kapitlach that talk about speaking to the telling the earth and telling Shem. In other words, that each and every one of us becomes like David HaMelech. David HaMelech, when he would walk out into the world, he would call out to everything in the world to give praise to Hashem. That's how David HaMelech spoke. How could the world be silent? And he would call out to the world. So there are psukim where David HaMelech is encouraging us. We're not only trees, not only the earth, not only flowers. The David HaMelech is encouraging us. Hayid Hashem ki tayf, right? Hayid Hashem ki v'shmai. That David HaMelech is telling us the daven. And Kadosh Baruch Hu mispalav Hayid Lashem Kiyuv Shmoy. Shas that Tfilah B'Sukkah Dezimra B'Birchas Kriyas Shma Yesh Lashanish Medaver Aleinu Hayid Lashem Kiyuv Shmoy Ivdus Hashem B'Simcha. Right, so David HaMelech is saying Ivdus Hashem B'Simcha. David HaMelech is saying is telling us Ivdus Hashem B'Simcha to serve Hashem with Simcha. Bayu Lufanav Benana Chadoyma Va'avoyda Hashniyahi Hachelik Shanachnu Moedim U'Meshabachim Lashem Yisbarach. And then there are many psukim in davening. We were what? We're moedim, that we're thanking, we're praising Hashem. U'medabim lefanav divrei ritzu apiyus. We're appeasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. V'avoyda hashlishis hi. This is in davening in general. shebebchinas mesiyama zo ikra tefila, and in certain respects is the ikra of davening, hu achelik mashon mevakshim or mischananim. That's the part of davening where we're asking Hashem Yisbarach for what we need for things. We're begging Hashem. All right, so the first thing is that kivyachal Hashem, that Hashem Yisbarach is telling us. That Hashem is Baruch, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aleichem Shalom, how you doing? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, that Tzaddikim are telling us. Then there's another part of davening where we're talking to Hashem, we're thanking and praising Him. And then there's another part of tefillah, which is what? That it's Be'ikah, that we're Mischanin, that we're calling out, we're asking, we're begging Hashem. The Kosev Ha'arishonim Sklusim Yelena Shepam Yesh Chelik B'tefillah Shnich Lagam that very often you could switch in davening from one pasuk to another where there are different levels, different types of tefillah. Okay, now let's go on. These next few oises are very, very big oises in tefillah, and for the whole year. Ayis Dalet, right? On the third page, Ayis Dalet. The Rotzna Hashem is Baruch, Sheneida v'nashrush b'navshenu esma, Shemavur b'chazal ha-kadoshim et tzadikim. Hashem is Baruch wants us that it should be completely clear, and it's something that we should drive deeply into ourselves. Shebechelik ha-tfilah shel bakosha v'tachanunim ha-Hashem is Baruch, nashrush b'libeinu v'sabachina shel mezgoa b'yushasim. What does that mean? It means, mezgoa b'yushasim is a lashon of Chazal, that the Jewish people have received the Yerusha. We receive the Yerusha. There are different manifestations of this Yerusha. One Yerusha that we received is that we have a Yerusha from the Avos to be able, b'chol kareinu elav, to be able to daven, and that the Baruch Shalom listens to every single thing that we're davening, and that our tefillahs count, that our tefillahs make a difference. Mizgor b'Yerushalson is that we should be proud and we should realize the Yerusha that we have. Shrei ein koychenu el b'peh. As Chazal say, ein koychenu el b'peh, talas Yaakov. Like a talas, like a worm that it seems so weak but it has such strength in its mouth. So too, the Jewish people are called talas Yaakov. David HaMelech says, talas v'lo yish, that ein koychenu el b'peh, the greatest strength that the Jewish people have is with tefillah. That's why Davki here, there's the biggest Yetzirahs we'll talk about in a few minutes. V'nedesh, al-yidei tfila yesh b'kecheinu lifal dvarim gedoilim v'nizgavim. And that we should know that through tfila we have an unbelievable koach, lifal dvarim gedoilim v'nizgavim, to bring about wondrous and great things in our lives. K'mayesh ha-kosmah, v'al shemtev, v'amagid, v'amchayim v'lozhna, v'arizhna, v'sfasem, v'svayit harbet tzadikim, kosu b'chinezu, kol tzadik l'fi darko. That these tzadikim all explain this to us. To the extent, to the degree that a Jew knows and it's clear to him that what? As Behirus Hakar Shakol Tfila Pa'elas, that every tefillah works, that every davening works, every tefillah counts, every tefillah means something, it makes a roshim. You might not see the results, we'll talk about that, you might not see the immediate results, but Kol Tfila Pa'elas, Kach Yesh Lezeh Be'emes is Karech Lifal. Now, what the Tzaddikim are saying, I'm going to talk more about this, is that the ability of your tefillah to work depends upon your belief that it can work. If you don't believe that your tefillah makes a difference, if you don't believe that your tefillah makes any difference at all, and there are just thousands and hundreds of thousands of people to daven, and I'm nobody, and I do all these things, aveiros, and why would the Baruch Shalom hear from me? If you don't believe that your tefillah makes a difference, that your tefillah counts, so then it doesn't work. The aside of tefillah, that all the Tzaddikim explain, is that in order for tefillah to work, A, you have to believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is capable of doing the things that you're asking for. It would be ridiculous for me to ask. It would be ridiculous for me to ask my father to give me a nuclear reactor if I know that he's incapable of doing that, right? It's silly. He's incapable of that, so there's no point in me asking. So first, I have to believe that Hashem Yisbarach is capable of doing those things. If I'm asking him for Yeshua, if I'm asking him for a refuah, if I'm asking him for panasa or so on, it means that I believe that he's capable of providing that. That's the first belief, obviously. I have to believe in that. And Beis, now Aleph is most of us are fine with. Most of us, we believe 100% in the Yecholus of Hashem. But Beis is a big problem. Beis is that you have to believe that you mean something to the Baruch Shalom, that your tefillah could mean anything, and that you're worthy of being listened to. The kids have to believe in yourself. Now, believing, meaning believing the Baruch Shalom's concern for your needs and so on. So this is a much harder thing. But Lamaisa, without that belief that your tefillah could be poil, you know how hard it is. Someone, this happens all the time. I'm sure this happens to you many times. The chaver or somebody asks you, could you please say tilim, there's a chayla, right? And they give you the name, and you're thinking, you know, look, I'll do it, but this chayla is going to get well. You know, I hope a lot of other people besides me. I mean, you're not depending upon me, I hope. If you want to be mishtatif, I'm a Jew, I'll be mishtatif. You want me to say tilim, but you would never, most people would never dream, would never think that their own tefillahs could be poil mamash yeshuas, and it would make a tremendous difference. And if they believed in that completely, and that's why we have stories. You have stories of the tzaddikim from the Chavetz Chaim. There's a ma'isa. I'm not going into the particulars of the story, but there's a ma'isa from Chavetz Chaim. There was a Jew who asked the Chavetz Chaim for a bracha, and it worked, but the Chavetz Chaim told him to be careful with a certain tenai in what he does, and then the bracha will take place. And that person, the tenai was not to tell anybody, and the bracha came true, and that person he told somebody, and then in a short time, the whole thing fell apart. So he came back. This was already some time later, a couple of years later. So he came back to the Chavetz Chaim crying, and the Chavetz Chaim told him that, you know, I asked you not to tell anybody. So he said, I'm sorry, Rabbi, could you do it again? Could we do this whole thing again? So Chavetz Chaim said, you know, that was whatever, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, you know that I davened for that for 9 hours, that you should have that. Whatever that Indian was, I davened for it for 9 hours. I don't have the kaychas anymore. I can't. I can't do it anymore. The Chavetz Chaim, when he davened, the Chavetz Chaim believed that he could, that there's a way to be piled that. So then everybody's thinking, okay, if I'd be the Chavetz Chaim, I also would have done for a Jew for 9 hours. But this is the problem, that we don't believe that it's possible b'chol kareinu elav. It's the greatest praise that Kadosh Baruch Hu says about his children, is that we have b'chol kareinu elav, that when we call out to him, and not only that, b'teach b'ashem chesed yisavavenu, the seer from Lublin, the Chayzer said that even a Jew who's not worthy, even a person who's unworthy, if he calls out with all of his heart and he means it, that it'll be answered. We'll talk about that more now.
The pasuk right before says, "Rabbis machovim la Russia, many pains to Russia."
That's what the Chayzer learns from. He's talking about a Russia. That's what Habateach Hashem. He trusts that Hashem is listening. That's what the Chayzer says, because the pasuk before is talking about a Russia. V'zehu inyan shemazgar biyushasim. This is the inyan of what? Of mizgar biyushasim, that a Jew takes pride in the Yerusha that he received. Obchazal akadoshim kosov ala posik b'mistarim tivke nafshi mipnei gevar. The Gemara talks about that in the first parak and afhein chagiga. The posik, the amazing posik in the Navi, where the Navi Yemiya says b'mistarim tivke nafshi, that Hashem Yisbarach says that I go and cry in a secret place. B'mistarim tivke nafshi, Gemara says, Mika, b'chia kamikut shabrichu, how could it be that Hashem is crying? So it says that that Hashem has a hidden place, and in that hiding place, the mistarim tivka nafshi, the Baruch Shalom is crying in that place. And why is Hashem is crying? Mipnei gaiva, because of the pride, gaiva. Now, what does gaiva mean? So the Gemara says, mipnei gavosin shel Yisrael shenitla mehem venitna leumas ha'olam. What does that mean? Shenitla mehem, that there's a certain pride that Jews used to have, and they no longer have it. This pride is taken from them. They no longer have this pride. And who has this pride? Lahavdil, the Umas Olam, the Goyim, have this pride. What does that mean? That Jews don't take pride in themselves and who they are and what they've received. What does that mean? So he says, V'echad hinyonim b'zehu, k'mei shekosim ha'kamarna, she'ibdu esakayach shel tnu oiz lelukim, a Yisrael gav also. Where do we find that the term gaiva, that the Jewish people have this sense? Here it doesn't mean gaiva the way we use it, meaning conceit. Here it's gaiva, meaning a sense of self-worth. A gaiva to Kedusha, proper self-esteem. Right. So, Hashem is crying, why? Because the Kamaran explains what's the gaiva of the Jewish people. So it says Beferish and Pasuk. What does it say Beferish and Pasuk? We know this Pasuk, we say it all the time. Snu ois lelukim al Yisrael gavosai. That means the Rebbein Shalom al Yisrael gavosai. The Kamaran says that shekiv yochel anachnu tzrichim lahamin sheshem yisbarach noslanu koyach otzum b'matana. You know what Chazal say about this Pasuk? Tnu ois lelukim. That means that the Jewish people kiv yochel Tnu oiz lelukim, that we have the ability to give strength to Hashem. Tnu oiz lelukim. How could a human being, how could a Jew give strength to Hashem? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way where he says, Kindalach, the same way that by Bereishis, you remember that what everything was ready, right? But as it says there in Pasuk, it says that the plants couldn't yet grow, nothing could surface. Why? Even though it was all beneath the surface. Ki Adam ayin, lava this Adam. So what does Rashi say there? That Adam didn't come yet to do what? To daven for gshom and for rain. That means that the Baruch Hu made the world in such a way where, not that he's in chaos, Hashem could do anything that he wants, but he made the world in such a way where from the beginning of time, lehim to Hashem, right? Look, Hashem's book didn't bring rain. Adam ayin, because why? Because man didn't yet exist, who would be what? As Rashi says, the lehispal al gshom, to daven for rain. That Hashem Yisbarach made the world in such a way where everything is there, but in order for it to be activated, in order for it to come into Mitzvahs al Hapoel, it's through the tefillas of Klal Yisrael, through our tefillas. So it says in Pasuk, Tnu Oiz Lelukim. How do the Jewish people give strength to Hashem Yisbarach Kivyochol? Hashem, of course, will do anything he wants. But he made the world in such a way where it's Kivyochol, as if he says, listen, you want something to happen? I can't do it. Unless you daven. Hashem made the world in such a way. Unless you daven, and if Jews daven, tnu oiz lelukim, then kivyochol, it gives strength to Hashem. That's how he made the world. That through our tefillas, we give strength to Hashem, and then the Baruch Hu, Yisrael gav also. So this is the gaiva, this is the pride that Hashem has in his children, and this is the greatest pride that Jews should have in themselves. The pride that what? That we alone have the ability to influence all the Olamos, as the Ramchal explains by Arichus and Derech Hashem, that a non-Jew cannot, with all that he does, he cannot affect the Olamos. A Jew has the ability of Tnu Oiz Lelukim, and therefore a Yisrael Garvoso. This is the Gaiva. So when it says, B'mistarim Tivke Navshi, that Hashem is crying. Why? Mibnei Geiva, that the Jewish people have lost their sense of self-worth and pride. What's the Gaiva? What is this Gaiva that we're talking about? That we're not Mizgarbi Yushalson? The Gaiva of Tnu Oiz Lelukim. Not the Gaiva that I'm a macher, I'm a knacker, that I do this, I do that, I have this much money, I have this many employees. That's Gaiva. The true Gaiva of a Yigba Libo B'darki Hashem, as it says in the Vayomim. That means that a Jew has the pride to know how strong he is, how powerful he is. What is Koichasar? That's the gaiva that Hashem is crying that we've lost that gaiva. We have plenty of other gaivas, Chanarishkeit. But the true gaiva of the Klal Yisrael is what? Tnu Oiz Lelukim. It says in Pasuk, A Yisrael Gavosai. Shekivyoch Anach Netzrichim Laham Shishim Zbarach Nosan Koich Otsum Matan. The Bershom gave us this wonderful gift, this amazing gift. Sheyechashev Shanachnu Noisnum Oiz Lelukim. That we have the ability to give strength. That in order for brachas to come into this world, it's waiting for the tefillas of Klal Yisrael, of every Jew. The power of the Jewish people is greater than all the malachim. When a Jew's heart is raised, is exalted, what? Knowing the strength that he has, and knowing that how the Baruch Hu has given him this kayach. That's why he says Vayigba Liboy, because everybody knows that what's Avayda Shebelev? The heart of a Jew is the source of Tefillah. Avayda Shebelev, the Gemara says, and the Rambam brings Lahalocha, that what the Avayda Shebelev is Tefillah. Shehi Tzvichel Yez Baifin Shavayigba Liboy. Hain Shakol Tefillah Bakosha Tiemi Teich Behiris Ahakarish on the Yoidim Umashrishim Sechainu. How could davening work? Davening doesn't work if you think that you're nobody and that your words mean nothing. If your words mean nothing, that's why do you think that people don't want to daven? What do you think they talk during davening? What do you think they want to come a half hour, 45 minutes late to tefillah, and if nobody would know and there was some way to get away with it, they wouldn't show up at all? Why? Because it's not because they don't believe in Aleph, which means the Chayilus of Hashem. Certainly, as I've said many times in public, certainly if any one of these Jews that talks by davening and it doesn't daven with kavana, if any one of us would that chalila is in such a situation, if we would see that there's if we would see a tzaddik and a kaddish that he's not davening, let's say he'd be talking. Can you imagine? Can you imagine you go someplace and there's a chayid, a heiligayid, a big rebbe, a big tzaddik, a big rosh yeshiva, and what? And you see that he spends the whole time, he walks to the back and he talks, he schmoozes with the guys, he sits down, he starts calling out kiddush by Yankel Akeinu. So you'd have a chalishas adas, no? Everybody would have a chalishas adas. So why? Because you figure, he's supposed to be working for us, this guy. What's going on? So you go up to him and says, Rebbe, I have to tell you, I'm very shocked to see that you talk about davening. He says, what do you mean? You talk also. I see you talking every week. So he says, yeah, but Rebbe, you're tefillas, We need your tefillas. That's our problem. We don't believe that Klai Yisrael needs our tefillas, or that the world needs our tefillas b'chlal, that our tefillas mean anything. If you believe that your tefillas made a difference, a klal, any one of us, if someone would say that right now there's somebody chalila in Queens, that you're the only one that could help, and you have to get there in 3 hours, is there any one of us that would be mistopping for a minute to save the life of a Jew to run? Not even for a second. We'd run away, we get in the car, and we make it there in less time. We do whatever we have to save that person's life. Because we have unbelievable kaychas when we know that we could do something, and we know that we count. When you know that you count, and when you know that it depends on you, and if not, something terrible is going to happen, or something fantastic and wonderful can happen, and it depends on you, b'simcha. B'simcha and with hislavis. You'll do it. And you remember it. And you'll feel connected to it. So the problem is that this is the gaiva that we've lost. We've lost this belief in ourselves, this pride, that we can do such a thing. That's why he says, Mashiach, on the other Mashiach, 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 Yisrael, Gavos, Vizal, Bechokim, Vaschokim, right? The Hainu, She'ev, Shalif, I'll call Tefillah, Dvarim, Nisgavim. That we can accomplish with every Tefillah, Dvarim, Nisgavim, that reach the highest heights. We can bring about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Look at all those psukim. That he's given our people unbelievable eyes, unbelievable strength. Right? We could bring the Beis HaMikdash. As Eirushal Mashiach. This is what the Baruch Hu is crying about. The Jews don't realize, they don't believe in this anymore. This is something that throughout one's entire life, he can mamish work on throughout his entire life. Leroy maim to lift up lahagbiya b'tmidiyas. He says takla shalonu achshivas atfila shalonu. Throughout our lives to work on this, to realize the chshivas of our tefillas, of our davening, lahashvish batzmenu amayk, and to bring this mamish into the depths of who we are. Shekol tefila yichayda lifal dvar matzumah v'nifloy mamish givaldik. That every single tefila can be pile unbelievable things. Like the Zeb Emes, next page, Yif'alu atfilas ma'id ma'id. And if we knew that, then atfilas could work ma'id ma'id. We would daven with all of our hearts, and atfilas would work. V'kamash ezoichim mis'alim yoyser. Hashem esbarach meyer yoyser v'yoyser. And the more that you work on this, and the more that you lift yourself up in this inyan, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes you to see more and more, to know. L'das v'luchyoysim abchina shel ayyisrael gavoso. That our grandparents, great grandparents, even though they might have been simple Jews, if you asked them that, if you said there was a chayla, you asked them to daven, they mamash would go and cry and pour their hearts out, because they believe that the Baruch Shalom is counting their tefillas, and that every single tefillah makes a difference, and it can work. It can be part of Yeshua's. So why didn't Noach? So Tzaddikim explains, so how come Noach wasn't able to be poiled? How come it didn't work out to nullify that decree of the Mabel, of the flood? He says, okay, we have to be careful. In general, when they talk about Noach, the Tzaddikim, the Talmidei Rosh Hashanah, were very upset about how you have certain people that they'll talk about Noach like, he's the one that wasn't Matzliach. He's the one that wasn't good. Right? So even though you have a Chazal, certain comparisons with Avraham Avinu, but Chazal is one thing, but then you have, if you look at a lot of the Musas from, they talk about Noach, you think Chalil. So the Tzadikim say this. It says, Is Tzadik Tom Hayav Doris. It doesn't say that about us in Chumash. It says, that's not bad. No, it says, Is Tzadik. So we have to be careful when we talk about Noach, right? We don't have a Hasagir, a Hakol Rak Inyan Shalimun Avraenu, it says number 9. So what happened to Noach, as we understand the Tzadikim explain, on our level, Humishum Shahisa Tviya Olav Shalehemin. He didn't believe that with his tefillas he could change the whole world. He didn't believe that his tefillas could make it could do such a thing. The Rosh Hashanah told him this was going to happen. He didn't believe that his tefillas could make such a difference to change the whole world. There's a piece from Rebbe Leibler Eger, not in the entire Semis, but in the Imre Amis in Parshas Noach on this inyan of where it says Mikitne Emuna. It says about Noach such a lashon, right? Rashi says a lashon. Kitne Amuna, that he was a man of small faith. So that's where everybody goes, Kitne Amuna, you know, whoever wrote a sefer has a bigger Amuna than Noach, you understand? I mean, it's Mamish Dvar Mavilim, that Rashi brings from Chazal such a lotion, that Noach me Kitne Amuna haya. Mamin Veino Mamin. Right? That's what it says. Mamin Veino Mamin. So Blabel Agus is a half of a good thing. Mamin Veino Mamin. He says, it's not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 100%. We don't even understand his Amun and Hashem. He says, with himself he didn't believe. He was Mamin Ve'ena Mamin. He lost that feeling that one lonely person in this world could change everything. That's when he's Mekitne Amun HaHaya, not in Hashem.
But how do you reconcile, I mean, from the pasuk that he didn't wait to go, he waited until okay, it started to rain. That shows he didn't believe that Hashem was going to bring.
Okay, so no other rabbi. So Leib Leger says that to the last second, so Leib Leger, like all this, you know, the tzaddikim turned it around, and his mom took that to show that to the last second, kulei hai, to the last second, that rachme Hashem, that there'll be chazde Hashem. But he didn't believe in himself. He didn't believe that he could do it.
That's our problem.
Yeah.
But we don't believe that we can do it.
That's the problem, right? That's something we have to work on.
So we are like
Noach. In that respect, we're like Noach. Okay, Baruch Hashem, in that respect. But it's better we should resemble him in every other respect, right? Yeah, so do we. So do we. Yeah. The only thing is that can you imagine, so that's what I say, that would be like the person that was in Queens, right? And there's no one else in the world. You're the one that has the combination to that lock. They get the medication, right? And you don't know how to finagle it. So you have to run to Queens to open the lock for the guy. So you feel it. That world, meaning him, his wife, his children, his grandchildren, everything is totally on you. You certainly would have, okay, by Noach, it was one man against the entire world, or to help, or to save the entire world. Yeah. Who am I? Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
The wall thinking, maybe that's where they got the expression in the Yavin Shas many places, Obluf Teva. The same concept.
Very good.
Yeah, they know that was his problem.
Very good. Well, Teva
is with Teva, but he didn't go to Shabbat.
Okay, good. No, you should know.
It's a little bit like it.
Yeah.
He went into the Teva, but he didn't believe he could
have it. The fact that the Teva is called Teva, you should know that you're Makavan, unless you saw it, it's called the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef brings down, that where it says, Kinim Tasa Sa Teva, and told not to go into the Teva. So Baal Shem Tov, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef brings that Teva means Tevas of Tefillah. The words of davening, because the word teva means tevas of tefillah, and it says toya. I'm going to talk about this Shabbos, Mr. Shem. Toya tasa, right? To make it toya. So teva is that a Jew should go when he told him to go into the teva. Means that a yid when he davens, he has to go into the tevas of tefillah. It's kinim means to make like a nest, like a kansipa. He says kinim that through what when a person puts his koyches into the tevas, that he's able to create a kan that what to bring into this world. To be mamshich or Hashem to the world. So you're right. To be yoreh lifnei
ha'teva. That's maybe why the bird came.
Yeah. Kansipa. Kansipa in the Zohar Kodesh is the Yinev Mashiach.
No.
Kuf. No.
No, it's
for the Kuf. Yeah. So anyway, all right. We don't got it, but you should know. But you should know that. Yeah, but you should know that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh talks about that. So he says, fine. Yet, That's why he says that the Rebbe Leibowitz says that Karvel Hashem Chazak V'Amitz Lebecha Karvel Hashem, which the Gemara learns as talking about that if you daven, you have to mechazik yourself and daven again. So Rebbe Leibowitz says it's a problem to chesaron in your emunah in your tefillas. That's the ikar chizik that a Jew needs. It's not that Hashem can do this. About Hashem can do it, but I myself don't feel that it's shaykh that Hashem should be listening to me.
We've seen people daven in heaven come true.
We're going to talk about that. That's the hardest thing to be a mammon. The hardest thing is to believe that when you pour your kaichs in the tefillah and you're davening that this person should live, and even the person chalila doesn't live, that doesn't mean that your tefillahs are not poil. And we'll have to see how that means. It might not be poil in the way that you wanted, because there are certain things that even we see that the tefillahs of all Klal Yisrael can't be piled for a certain time. But that's I'm going to talk about more. Oh, you're not going to be a Shabbos. I'm going to talk about that more on Shabbos than Indian also. V'eschanel Hashem ba'isahi leimer. That means, Rabbi Nachman says in the Likutei Moran, that a Jew davens, and he doesn't see that the tefillahs work. So it could be that for whatever reason the tefillahs at that time are not able to accomplish that. But v'eschanel Hashem, so Moshe Rabbeinu, the best example is Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to come to Eretz Yisrael. So if it says V'eschanel Hashem, Rabbi Nachman says Be'es Ahi Laimer, that even though it didn't work now, Be'es Ahi, in that time Laimer, all those tough kuf tesvav tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu are going to be poil. How and what and for whom? Okay, that's what the Svarim talk about. But it might not be poil right now, in a way la'inenu that we would like it to be poil. But we're going to talk more about that also here.
That could be what Moshe was saying Musa to them. Show you that every Jew's tefillah, when he said, Hashem got angry at me because of you, because if the Yidden would have davened, maybe instead of, if they would have believed and they would have davened from Bevatel to Gzeira, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem be lamanchem, because you people should have gone and davened for me, but Hashem didn't listen to me.
Very good. The Svarim HaKadoshim. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that the saddest thing about the whole union with Moshe Rabbeinu is it seems that he was the only one that was davening for that. That was the saddest thing. In Echanami. Yep. She says, Humishum Shahisat Tvi Alav Shalahem and Bishop Kerch Tvi Lais of Yachal Bemislam Naisa Mabu. He didn't believe that with the Kerch of his Tvilas he could prevent the Mabu. I feel Akra Exeira, even after the Exeira. I feel Akra Dvarim Koshim Kolkach, Shibikvaisim Nigzra Exeira. And even though we know that the world was in a terrible state at that time, Afal Pichin. Therefore, Be'emes, he wasn't poil. Well, Kamesh Mevi, I told this, Mabel Shemtiv, Hakadish HaChurban HaProti Shal Yehudi, Nia Me'anova Psula. As the Baal Shemtiv HaKadosh says, that the Churban of an individual Jew, what causes the Churban of a Jew, is that which is called Anova Psula, false humility. But false humility, we usually use in English as a guy that's a faker. Here it means, no, this person is humble, he really is humble, but this humility is possible. It's misplaced, misused type of humility. It's called anova psula. I'm going to explain more in a second. She'eni yadeyev eina mashvish b'soichas ma sha'amur chazal ala posik, because this person, the Baal Shem Tov said, doesn't think about what Chazal have revealed to us in the posik, im tishkevun ben svasayim. What does it mean if you lie between the svasayim? So the Baal Shem Tov says, from Chazal, it means that Hashem, where does Hashem stay? By the lips of a Jew. Shall call Yehudi Shemispalel, any Jew that's davening. For who is Baruch Shemoy? Menashkam, the Baal Shem Tov said, Bechol Teva Shehudi Mispalel. The Baal Shem Tov said that the Baruch Shem is waiting, Ben Svasayim, by the lips of a Jew, that when a Jew davens, Hashem Baruch kisses his lips. Then they shall call Tefillah Ma'ila. Because that's the power. That's the power of every single tefillah. Now, when he uses such a lashon to say that this is the beginning, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that the beginning of the churban of an individual person, of his self-destruction, is anava psula. So everybody knows that the Gemara says that in the Gemara in Gittin that Rabbi Yochanan says that because of Vesnus Hashem Schayb and Afkulas, that because of the anivus, there's a whole mice in the Gemara we're not going into now. It's for Tisha B'Av, that because of the humility of Rabbi Schayb and Afkulas, Achriv Es Beitenu B'Sarfes Achelenu, Veglisanu ben ha'umais, right? The Gemara says, because of the anivus, the humility of Reb Zecharia, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Heichel was burnt, and the Jewish people are still in Golus. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, the Gemara, you see from here that there's such a concept when where a person doesn't believe in himself, doesn't believe in his koiches. What? Doesn't believe that he has the koiches, to mevatel gzeiros, that he doesn't have this Mipnei Yisrael Gavoso, and that could cause a Churban. Meila, we understand that the Geula, since the Churban, the beginning of the Churban is what? Because in Visenusa Shu Abschai ben Afkil, it began with false humility, with not realizing one's own kaiches. Therefore the Geula depends upon Vayig Baliba Badaka Hashem. But it's more than that. There's really more than that. This in the Haftarah, the first Haftarah of Ben HaMetzorim that we said this Per Shabbos, Divrei Yirmiyah, the first kapitel in Sefer Yirmiyah. So you remember, so the Baruch Shalom is telling Yirmiyah he's going to be a Navi. Not only that, he tells him, Terem Yitzatich Bebetim Yadich, I know you even before you were formed in the womb. Right? Hashem Shabbat tells Yirmiyah all these things, and he's going to be a Navi for the entire world. So the Navi Yirmiyah says, Ba'im ha'ho Hashem Elokim, ki lo yadati daver, ki na'ar anoich. So the Navi Yirmiyah, now this is the beginning of Churban, remember. Yirmiyah is the Navi of Churban, he's the Navi of destruction, that's why his name Yirmiyah has the lotion of Mar, Marirus, right? Yirmiyah is the Navi of Churban, and the beginning of Churban is Divrei Yirmiyahu, is the first capital in Sefer Yirmiyahu. So where does the Churban begin? So he says that the Churban begins with the Nefek Sula. Because Yirmiyah says, Ahoy, Baruch Shalom, you got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy. He says, Kinar an Haichi. I'm a Nar. So in Yiddish, a Nar means a fool. But Kinar an Haichi, he says, I'm not capable, I'm a Kinar an Haichi. And then you remember the passage says, Vayom HaShem Elai, that Baruch Shalom told Yirmiyah, Al Toimer, Nar an Haichi. Don't say those words, Naranoichi. Al Toima Naranoichi. And then the Baruch Shalom goes on to tell him that he has the Koiches what? Reihif Kadaticha. You should know that I appointed you what? Alagoyim Amamloches, Lintois, Vilintois, Vilaharis. He says to Yirmiyah Navi, you should know that I have given you the strength from your mouth, with your mouth, Reb Yirmiyah, to destroy the world, to build the world. He says, in the Pasuk, it's Beferish in the capital. I have given you with your mouth. Such koiches. Al toima nara noichi. Don't say such a lotion. Don't say such a lotion that nara noichi. That I'm a nar. That a novice is called a nava psula. And the Baruch Shalom is telling, that's the beginning of Churban. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells each Jew, Al toima nara noichi. What are you saying? You're a nar. Rehiv kadaticha, the same way that Hashem Shabbat told Yirmiyah. You don't know what strength I've given you with your mouth. En kachene el bepeh. The strength of a Jew with his mouth. Al toima nara noichi. I've given, and it's not only to Yirmiyah, that Hashem's Baruch has given to each and every Jew. As it says there in the Pasuk, Lintoish v'lintoish, Laharis v'lintoya, that a Jew can destroy worlds, he can build worlds. It's not just a Navi. And you see that Yirmiyah felt that way. He says, Nara noichi, I can't say such things, it's not for me, I'm not in such a madrega. And when a person feels that way, then that's it. He's not a Navi, he's Ois Yid. He's not a Navi, he can't be a Navi, and he can't be a Davener. Because if you feel, Kinara noichi, that your tefillahs don't count, and that you can't, that it doesn't make a difference what you say, so Mimela. Same thing also. See, by the children in particular, it says in Pasuk, and we have to tell our children this Pasuk all the time. That it says in the Pasuk, which Chazal learned that this Pasuk is beferish, it says, the little kids. That mipi oilim v'yoinkim are their tefillahs, even though they might not understand it. The Baruch Shalom said, "I'm telling you, I have given such a koyach mipi oilim v'yoinkim yisada to oiz strength. What's the strength? Lahashbis oyev umisnakim. It says in pasuk. And you look at all the pasukim in that capital. Lahashbis oyev umisnakim to what? to remove the enemy. Lahashbis oyv misnakim. The strength of the tefillas mipi oil and biyankim. The tefillas of Jewish children, the Torah of Jewish children. You see, when there's a gzera for the whole class will be destroyed, the whole medinas hamachash chashverish. So Mordechai got together the children. He got together the children, learning and davening mipi oil and biyankim misadat ha'oyz. The children learn when they're very young that they begin to think that the tefillas, my tefillas, and we have that thought since we're children, that the tefillas don't make a difference. And especially if it seems to you that the people around you, the adults that you admire, that you respect, that you love, that you look up to, that they also don't believe in themselves, that their tefillas make a difference. You think a child doesn't understand? A kid understands that the whole thing is a joke. So my father doesn't think the davening is serious, so why should he take it seriously? He doesn't think that Hashem takes his father seriously, so I'll just come of a comic. He doesn't take my father seriously. My father's a tzaddik and a kodesh. And he doesn't take my father seriously, because why? Because if my father believed that Hashem was listening, he wouldn't go off in the middle and have conversations, so he wouldn't come an hour late, and he wouldn't go to some stupid kiddush club in the middle, right? If my father believed that Hashem was listening, so a child might not say it, and but the children understand from an early age that Mistami doesn't listen. Either that, or he comes to the conclusion that his father is Stam and Eisfarf, and then maybe he doesn't listen to my father, maybe he won't listen to my father, but listen to me. There's only two possibilities. Or he just doesn't think. There are many people that don't think about anything. There's always a third possibility. He doesn't think. He just goes the rest of his life just saying that the Dash Yeshiva is seven. But if he's thinking, it's one of two possibilities. That's it. It's a pachad. And we don't know. Noira Lukim Mikdashacha, the whole Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the whole Geula, depends upon Tefillah B'Ikr. As we'll see, we're going to talk about this a lot. On our Tefillahs. B'Ikr depends on our Tefillahs. Why is it Lukim? Noira Lukim Mikdashacha. So he brings here, on the right hand side of. He brings here, you know that every month has a different Tziruf, a different configuration of the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, of Hashem's name. Each month has a certain pasuk from which Hashem, the Yudkei Vavkei, is derived in a different order. So if you look, you know, the article that has it by Musaf Rosh Chodesh, you'll see it brings each month the pasuk. So Nisan, the month of Nisan, which is the strongest ta'ara, so there it's Yismachu Hashemayim V'Sogel Haaretz. It's in the right Seder, the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. Right? So each month has a different, either from the beginning, Rosh Tevis, or from Sefer Tevis. You look in the Seder. And you're supposed to have that in mind when you say the bracha mekadosh Reish Chadashim, right? You're supposed to have that in mind. So what's the tziruf? What's the shem havaya that comes out from a pasuk for this month of Av? Haskeis ushma Yisrael hayoyim, right? Hayoyim. That's the pasuk. Haskeis ushma Yisrael hayoyim. So that comes out hey vav yud k, right? Hey vav and yud k. Haskeis Ushma Hevav Yisrael Hayoyim. Zeh Hashem Havayi Shel Chodesh Hazeh. So what's the significance of that on our level? Obviously it's all Sisrei Torah, but what does it mean on our level? He says Shema Yisrael. He says a Jew should listen. Sarach L'Shmoy V'Luk, but look like Mahu Yisrael. Shema Yisrael means the first thing you have to listen to in your life is to realize Vos is a Yid. Shema Yisrael, you're a Yid. You're a Jew. You have to hear this and absorb this deep inside of you. Ma'u Yisrael, what's his ayid? Ma'u Yehudi? Ma koichai? You're Yisrael. What koich does Yisrael have? Ma'u yochel lifal ayidei tefilaisa? Do you know what you could be poil? In other words, you're sitting in the month of Av and everything is a churban. So instead of becoming, God forbid, depressed, do you realize what koiches you have? And what your tefillahs, what kind of a difference your tefillahs can make, as we can learn the rest of this country. So Masha Kosov, Yara Moshe. Yeah.
Turn things around, because it starts out backwards, and then it starts out K-Vav, like the wrong way, and then it goes to K-Vav.
It goes to the correct. Oh, you could set, very good. It knows that you, that every Jew has the correct to set things in the proper order, to bring things back to the Seder of Yud-K. Fantastic. So Masha Kosov Yoram Moshe Es Yodai by the war against Amalek. So Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his arms up. He lifted his arms. Mistaklam Klapi Malo, the Gemara says. So when they would look and they would see Moshe Rabbeinu holding up his arms, then they would be victorious. Right? Moshe Kosov Ma'itav Leiv. So it says from the Tzadik Yitav Leiv, Shohaya kan milchome im hayadami de Esav. So the Sigata explains over there that the war that, what's going on with Moshe in his arms? What's this whole business with Moshe in his arms up? What's Moshe in his arms are up, things are going well, he puts his arms down, it's not good. So the Tzaddik explains that this is this whole thing that's going on with the arms, because it boils down to that, the question of are the Yadayim of Esav, are the hands of Esav going to be victorious or not? So that's Amalek, they're fighting against Amalek. So there's a Melchama here, Yadayim Yaday Esav. Amalek, Bechina Shel Cherev. Amalek is, of course, that Al Chaber Chatechia, that's the Indian of Amalek, the sword. So Amalek has also Yerusha. And Amalek is very proud of their Yerusha. Their Yerusha is what? The Yerusha is murder. That's the Yerusha of pogroms and holocausts and inquisitions. That's the Yerusha of Esav. It's the Yerusha of Amalek. And Takim is good, but Yerusha also. Amalek takes pride in his Yerusha. This is his Yerusha. And what's the Eitzah? How do you fight against... How do you fight against such a people? Al yidei yorim Moshe es yadai, the uplifted hands of Moshe Rabbeinu, which you know was tefillah, of course. It's tefillah, the holy name of tefillah. It used to be. That's the whole question in the Kadmonim. How come we don't daven anymore b'harom es yad? I'm not going to get into that now. Why we don't daven anymore? You see from Tanakh that they used to daven b'harom es yadayim. It's a big inyan. Al shach hakodesh, the svarim. It's a very big inyan. That they used to lift up their hands. Rabbi Nachum Breslov made a very big inyan that when you're davening, you should clap the hands. If you've ever been by Breslov or shul, so the Breslov is they're clapping. It's not a small inyan. Rabbi Nachman has tirus on the inyan of mechias kapayim, gevaldige things on the inyan of the hands in tefillah. It's the whole thing is to be misgarba on the yidayim yidei esav. So ayidei yoram, he says, Shaklayiso, you mustakim clap your malam, mishadim is leaving, right? To turn our hearts to the Rebbein Shalom. Hainu sheigbiyu sistaklusam, achshivas avredas alev. It says what? To be mistapo clap, that a Jew has to be mistakal clapi malam, look up. What does it mean, look up? Umishabit is libai. What's lev? Libai means, avredashablev means tvila. She says that a Jew has to know. To be magdiya is histaklus. He has to lift up his cook the way that he looks at things, the way that he sees himself. Achshivas of Avodas Halev, to see what is a yid, the achshivas of what, of the shibud halev, of the Avodas Halev of a yid. What's the Avodas Halev? Look klape mala. But the taich of the yid halev is don't just look what at me. That's the problem. That's the problem. Don't just look at me. There was a time, you know, there's a time that by the Lubavitcher Rebbe that by it was, you know, when he used to by Febreng, when he used to clap. So the chassidim went crazy, and the Rebbe was quiet, and so it quieted down. So there was once I wasn't there, but a friend of mine was there. That by a mincha. So when the Rebbe, I don't know if you were ever there, by he used to have his chair up over there by the top on top. So everybody's davening with the little, and I think it might have been a slichas, and they're all looking at him, and the Rebbe turned around. And he says, what are you looking at me? What are you diving to me? The Rebbe said that. They don't write that down in all their publications. Diving to the Baruch Shalom, what are you diving to me? He screamed out like that. So what the Yitav Lev is saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to the Yidden, don't just look at me. Be a Jew that's mistakel klape mala. Be meshabed your lev. He says, Yidden, do you know that you have such koiches? Do you know that you could lift up your whole way of looking at life? Your whole way of looking at yourself. You would daven different, you would do mitzvahs differently, you would talk to your children differently. You would be different people if you would be mistaklim klape mala. Rav Kook has such a beautiful lashon in Ayos HaKodesh when he speaks about tzaddikim. He calls certain, those tzaddikim, he says, that learn the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Sifrei Kabbalah, he calls them ha-mistaklim ha-elyonim. You ever hear such a lashon? How do you even translate that? Hamastaklim ha'elyoinim. Those sublime gazers, you know, the ones who look at higher things, those Jews who look at things in a higher way, mastaklim ha'elyoinim. This is our door in this respect. Even by Jews, I'm saying shomer mitzvahs. This is what's missing in a terrible way. To have that, to be mastakal klape mala, Maybe you could have people that they'll only eat this kind of a hechsher, and if their daughter tells them they want to go out with somebody, and this guy wears a different kind of yarmulke, over my dead body, you're not marrying a guy that didn't go to this kind of yeshiva. And at the same time, he comes to shul, he can't even open a siddur, can't even daven. That's one to feel that you can make a difference in kedusha. Yeah. It's good guy. Vayig baliba b'darkei Hashem, 100%. That's exactly what we're talking. 100%. Our problem is that we take this. Everything that exists in tumah exists in kedusha. Everything. Every bid midah can be used in a positive way. That's the yisaida yisaidus. So therefore, if there's such a thing in the world of gaiva, we know there is such a thing in the world of gaiva. We know that's a struggle. So Rabbi Nachman Breslov used to say, you know, it says about the Musa Sfarim that you have to break your bed midas, right? So Rabbi Nachman used to say that if you break a bed midas, you get two bed midas. He says my Zaydi said you don't break a bed midas, you lift up a bed midas. You lift it. What does that mean? Avada gaiva is a bad thing. But if someone comes to you and they say, you're the only Orthodox Jew that I know. My mother's sick. Could you please pray for her? If your way of thinking at that time is, all of a sudden, Ich bin agornisht. I'm mamish nothing. I'm worthless. Why? If I daven for this guy's mother, maybe she'll die faster, God forbid. It's bad if I say anything. I don't want to, who knows? Hashem's going to look at me and my tefillahs. So what he's explaining here is this midah vayigba liba b'darkei Hashem means that gaiva, you don't break your gaiva when it comes for bad things. It's a funny thing. The tzaddikim say like this also. When it comes to doing an aveir, no Jew, you never hear a Jew that says, you know, it's not coming to me such an aveir. I don't deserve such pleasure. It's not coming to me. When it comes to the aveir, a Jew feels kum to me. Right? When it comes to an aveir, he feels, why not? I'm also a descendant of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. It's not coming to me, right? When it comes to an aveira, when it comes to avodas Hashem, nay, who am I? I'm a nobody. I'm nothing, right? I'm worthless. I can't accomplish. I can't do anything, right? So this is the use of the midah in kedusha. The use of this midah in kedusha is vayig b'libah b'darkei Hashem v'osas a yid. And that doesn't make you into a Baal Gaiva with people. Fakir. It humbles you with people. Because you realize, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, was the humblest Jew in the world. And do you think Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that his tefillahs count? You know that he knew. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know? We know that he knew that his tefillahs made a difference. Why? Because by the Chet HaEgel, the Bereshit was going to destroy the whole Jewish people. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, hold on a second. I want to talk about this a little bit, right? And if not, not only that, the description of Chazal say that he held on to the Bereshit Shalom and held on to the Luchas, right? The whole. What does that mean? What does that mean, Gron Shabbos? What does it mean? It means that Moshe Rabbeinu, the humblest Jew in the world, he didn't think that I can't do anything.
But he knew who he was also.
Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the humblest Jew in the world. So therefore, what do we learn from here? What we learn is that the point is not whether you're Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, so you're thinking the same problem that I said before. Oh, if I'd be Moshe Rabbeinu, I would also doubt for the Jewish people. What do you think? Every single Jew, whether Moshe Rabbeinu is his Indian, and in his eyes, he was nothing, right? And if you look at Moshe Feinstein's Hagdama to Igros Moshe, when he speaks about his father, how does Moshe look at himself? Moshe is discussing, how did I become a Pesach? If you look at the, right, if you ever want to be a Pesach, you look in the Hagdama to Igros Moshe. And Moshe writes over there, you know, because it looks like it's a funny thing, like I'm passing, you know, and he talks about his father. Ramesha saw himself as being nothing compared to his father. So if it were you and me, so then we would close the set, and then there never would have been an Igros Moshe. Rabbi Yerucham from Mir, so Rabbi Yerucham used to say, do you know how many tzaddikim we've lost? You know how much Torah has been lost? Because of what? Because of what Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, Kinara Naichi. How much Torah has been lost? What does that mean? Forget about saving Klal Yisrael. How much you or I, how much we would be able to learn more. How much we could accomplish. How do you know that you and I, how do you know that we can't be people who could be Marbitz Torah in such a way that we could write Svarim that'll mamish turn whole Klal Yisrael around? Do we know that we can't? See, because why? Because kinara naichi. No, I can't. Kinara naichi. Kinara naichi. So Rabbi Yochum said, do you know how much Torah we've lost because of this feeling of kinara naichi? And the Baruch Shalom says to each and every Jew, al Torah kinara naichi. What are you talking about? Not only that, there wouldn't be any more infatada. It's not up to Sharon. It's not up to the Knesset. Al Torah kinara naichi. This is what's missing.
It's interesting. It says Va'yikach Shiyam Yada. Right? It could be that was the tikkun, because before that it says Va'yisu b'Rafidim. So in Rafidim you have Raf Yudayim.
Right.
Their problem was that they felt they weren't worthy.
Right.
And also because Moshe admonished them, because he when they complained for the water, so that was it. That was maybe why Moshe couldn't go to fight them. They needed Moshe wasn't, because he knocked the Jews also, said they were missing the Vayigbalibo
was
so Yoshua had to go fight.
That's right, that's the whole avoid of a tzaddik, is to lift the heart up of another Jew. That's the whole avoid of a tzaddik. And therefore and if you look what you're saying of David, you take a look in the Kedushas Levi at the beginning of Chukas. Remind me to show you. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baditshava talks about, he says, Rambam and Ramban, what was it? The Moshe Rabbeinu lost his temper, or Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, or the Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, right? So the Rambam and the Ramban, so the Bedichu says it's Hainohach, it's one thing. He says a Gevaldig, right? He says there are certain tzaddikim, that there are certain Jews, that their way to admonish, their way to bring Jews back to Hashem is by putting them down. They knock them down. And they tell them, you're going to get this, this is going to happen to you, they knock them down. And there are other Jews, the Baditshava says, that the whole avodah with a Yid is to show them, you know what it means to be a Yid. You know how beautiful it is to be a Yid. You know the way you should really be. You know what you could be. To bring him up. So the Baditshava says, what's the chilik? The chilik is, and the words are mamish oyim v'nayr. The Baditshava says, and this was the Baditshava. He didn't even think for a second. He was talking about himself. Right? But this, the whole thing of the Baditshava was what always to be Muhammad's chus on Yid. Right? So the Baditshava, yeah. So the Baditshava says, not here, he says also on that, but not in those words. Over here he says like this. He says that the whole Bria was created really, like the Ramchal and all the Svarim say, that was the whole world was created for Klal Yisrael. And the world is ready to bend to Klal Yisrael's needs, 100%. He says, when the Tzaddik reveals to the world that Jews are worthless, that they're nobody, then the world says, why should we do anything for these nobodies? But when the Tzaddik comes along and says, ah, do you know who these people are? Do you know who these Jews are? So then the world has a pachet. The whole Bria steps back for Klal Yisrael. So it says, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shimuna Hamoirim, meaning what? That they rebellious Shlach dimension. So since he said that, Mimele, he had to hit the rock. The rock would not bring forth water. The world wouldn't respond. The world says, why should we respond? Who are they? But if what? A Yisrael Gavasai, when the Tzaddik praises Jews, when the Tzaddik shows Jews how great they are, when the Tzaddik shows Jews what they could become, not overlooking their mistakes, about it.
It's when the Navi says also, that's the Pshat, when it'll be a cotton yellow elf, but so you look at them, when the smaller realize how great they are, then it's Ani Hashem
B'Tach Hashem, that's the realization of the small one. Let's just finish, it'll take 2 minutes to finish this paragraph, I'm sorry it's late, we'll finish the paragraph. The next column, that's what my Shabbat was showing them. Yid, look what you could do. Be Meshabbat your hearts with tefillah. Now remember, as David pointed out a minute ago, the Jews were, at this time were not holding on their highest madrega. They were in the bechina of Nechshalom. They were what? Roughly, they were not Torah. They were not on a high level. That's how come Amalek had a Pesach to attack. So you're thinking, well, you didn't want such a madrega. So this is a time when they were nechshalim. And we know the Svarim say oyefig, it doesn't just mean physically. We weren't holding then. Even though on that level, where Sheva Dung was spit out by the cloud. And it doesn't only mean only then by the Dor Midbar, because Hashem had different expectations by that generation, and he has different expectations of our generation. He doesn't expect of us what he expected of them. But on our level, who we are, we could do this as well. Especially this time of the year of the 3 weeks of Tisha B'Av, a Jew has more koiches to misraim in this avodah. That in this pasuk that we learn, haskes u'shma Yisrael. Listen, you're a yid. Where's the yud? The yud is the yud of the Shem Havaya is in which word? Yisrael, right? Haskes u'shma Yisrael. Those are the letters of Hashem's name. The yud is in which word? Yisrael. That means that yud. That's why Jews call the Yid. That Yud of Hashem's name is in Yisrael. Who eats Lamili Yisrael, but see if Shal Hashem Havaya, Shal Chodesh Av, Shal Yoitzim Apostle Haskes, who Shema Yisrael Hayoin. The Yud is in Yisrael in the Shem Havaya. Kia Yud, what's the Yud? The Yud is Keser. Yud means the crown. Yud is the highest me. The Yud comes from the highest words, the first letter of Hashem's Baruch's name. Akutz Shal Yud, the pitl of the Yud. A Keser Elyon, Vekula Munach B'Serach, Kol Ba Yisrael. That Yid of Hashem is in every single Jew. Zatziru V'Yisayid V'Hashurish V'Haray Shal Chodesh Av. Shekol Amahus Shal Hashem Av. The month is called Av. Why? Roim is Alahavis Av, because it's talking about the love that a father has. The month of Av. V'la Kesher V'Advekish Shal Nabavinu. That a Jew, no matter what has happened to him, no matter what he's gone through, he still is makusha to his father. That every Jew is called Hashem's child despite his shortcomings. What could a Jew be poil in this month? And that's the Inyan that we spoke about last time, that the Kruvim are hugging each other on the day of the Churban. What does it mean? How could they be hugging each other? It says in the Gemara that if not Isaac and welcome, then they would turn away from each other. But it said by the Churban, they found that when they pulled, so not only they were mamish hugging each other, not just facing each other. So what? So panam upon a person b'knefayim shekoyach atfilahu shafilu b'cholam atzavim shehudi nimsa. The Baruch Shalom was telling Klai Yisrael, Yidden, you're going into Golus now. You think that I hate you. You think that you're worthless because the Beis Hamikdash is on fire, right? Look how much I love you. Look how much you still mean to me. That now the Kruvim are mamish hugging each other, and I want you to know that till the end of time, till Mashiach, you have such koyches. I feel the matzav shall ain't oisim mitzvah shall mokim, that even if you're not behaving, even if things are not going well, evshalist alis lahagila dagish upon him, you can lift yourself up vayigba libon to face me. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. You could be a upon him digayid. I the koyach tefillah through the koyach of tefillah. The tzaddikim say that it's brought down in the Slonim Sfarim all the time. I think it was said from the Lechavitcher that he said that a Jew who does an aveira, and after he does the aveira, he can't turn and face the Baruch Shalom and begin to daven. He says that Jew hasn't crossed even over the threshold of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He might learn all the Chesed Svarim, he goes with long beard and pace, he goes to mikveh, he does all the right things with his eyes and his head, everything is good. Alles is Chesedish. But he says you haven't even stepped over the threshold of the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov taught us that even after, God forbid, you've done the worst thing in your life, you can still turn upon him to face the Baruch Shalom and start again. Till Ad Bay Hashemish, what does it mean? She's a Marzik Ayisanu, who Matzal Ayisanu, Mechol Matzav Sheyesh Begolus, until the sun of Mashiach, until the sunrise of Geula will take place. This is Mechazik Yid for all the years of Golus. Okay, Shkoyach.